Welcome to the Christ Community Church Montreat podcast. Kevin Allman here with Pastor Richard White. How are you, Richard?
Good morning, Kevin. Summer's here, kind of.
That's right. Summer is kind of here. Well, we're going to dig into a question here, and this is an important one. This person says, I'm seeking to make an important decision. I'm asking for God's guidance. How can I know I'm hearing and responding to His voice and not just doing what I want to do? I know the scripture teaches that we should not test God, but there's also the story of Gideon putting out the fleece.
Yeah.
How do we reconcile
that?
Yeah,
great question just on guidance and discerning the will of God. I'd say, you know, don't know exactly what the circumstance is, what this person's looking at, but how do I distinguish between what is God's will and what is just my own fancy, flight of fancy, my own desires, you know, how do I know it's His voice and not my voice speaking? So huge, because yeah, we do life in this world, and you know, how do I know I'm really following the Lord? Well. You know, I think for the Christian, first of all, you know, any circumstance, number one, you start praying. And I think in prayer, you know, bathing our lives in prayer, we've said before that it's not, Lord, show me your will for my life. You know, what's God's plan for my life? That's really a self-centered approach. We might even say it's a kingdom of self approach, where God is going to kind of come and give me the beautiful life, the life I want. Really, we want to reverse that. We want to say, here's my life, Lord, for your plans. Here's my life for your will, and It's just a difference of perspective, where God is the center, His will, His plans. And so I make the complete offering of myself to you, O Lord. And I think that's what we are doing in prayer. And so, you know, we come with some situation, you know, Lord, do I buy this, this extra house, you know, here's an opportunity to pick up a second home or something, or, I kind of wish we had a little more direction on what they're looking at. You know, do I do this? Well, is this for me? Is this for others? You know, all those questions going on in us. But first of all, bathe it in prayer. Lord, your will is ultimate. And whether I have this or don't have this, whatever choice may be, may you be glorified in this. My life is forfeit to you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a foundational aspect of prayer. And you know, of course, coming out of that, you know, there's Proverbs 3, I think backs that up. Proverbs 3, 3 through 5, or Proverbs 5, 3. I'll get it here. Where is it? Oh, I'm even in the wrong book I've turned to. There we go. 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. I think sometimes when we, you know, it's like trusting the Lord with all your heart, not leaning on your understanding. I think that's simply a way of saying, Lord, I am completely dependent upon you here. But in all your ways, acknowledge Him. He will make your path straight. Sometimes I think we have to start walking in a course of action, and we are just going to trust, Lord, you are going to straighten this path for me. You are going to get me to the place you want me to be. And we may not always know where that is. You know, we start walking left and the road then curves around and soon we're going right. Well, this isn't where I thought I was going to end up. And a lot of times the way the Lord directs us is not from point A to point B, but it's a zigzag. It's not a direct line. And we don't always know. We certainly don't see around the corner. And so we have to trust the Lord that He will get us to that place. But we've got to be in that position of a submitted life, submitted plans to the Lord, seeking His glory, not our own, desiring that His will be done. And here am I, Lord. So I think that's a foundational aspect of this. But so is the counsel of others. There's, again, a lot of Proverbs that speak about getting counsel. And just one of these is Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. Are we willing, let's say we want to buy a second house or something, we want to buy a vacation home somewhere. Are we willing to bring that to a group of friends and say, would you pray into this with me and help me discern what the will of God is? Mm-hmm. And you hope you have trusted friends who can ask hard questions such as, okay, why do you want to do this? What's this going to do to your relationships in the body of Christ? Is this going to pull you away from others? Is this going to pull you away from works that God is calling you and all of us mm-hmm. to be walking in? And not as a put down, but what is this going to do to the time that you have to invest in the works of God? Is it going to pull you away such that you're not able to engage as before? Is this a pursuit of comfort? Maybe the thing is, no, what we really want to do is we want to have a place where, gosh, others can come and find rest. And I mean, there's just the motivations of the why, and a community of faith, people who know Jesus, who are seeking His glory, who then can come around us and ask hard questions, again, not as the beat down, but as to help pull back the curtain on the heart. What are the real motivations here? What are the temptations? What are the dangers? What are the benefits? So you talk that out with counselors in the body of Christ. That's a real gift, boy, to have friends like that who can, with wisdom, help you sort through something. And of course, James talks about if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and he will give that wisdom. And so we trust the word of God that as we're seeking Him, He really will provide for us.
So I want to pause here for a second because I think you're really illuminating something important, and I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. It sounds like what you're saying is, first of all, before even engaging with the question of should I choose this or should I choose that and what is God speaking to me in this, it's why am I even asking this question? What's underneath that? What's the state of my heart in this? Mm-hmm. And is the state of my heart truly to be submitted to God or not? I think that's really important. And that's right. So that's foundational. And then secondarily would be then the question of discerning between one thing and another. So what if you have two good things? What if you have two opportunities to engage in things that maybe you're some kind of ministry or something that could be, and you've got to make a choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this where the fleece comes in? How does this work?
Well, yeah, and so do you put a fleece out? I think you can do that. But I love.
We should clarify what that is, the story of Gideon.
Yeah, Gideon, he was told to go lead God's people, and, Gideon's afraid to do that. And he wants to test this word, and he says, okay, Lord, I'm going to put a lamb's fleece out on the ground, and I want all the ground to be wet with dew, but the fleece dry in the morning. And it was. And then he switched it and said, okay, now I want the fleece to be wet and the ground dry. And he wrings out
this. Just to be sure.
Just to be sure. Yeah. So he does it twice. Do Christians ever put a fleece out? Yeah, we do. Does God always answer that? No. Does He answer it sometimes? Yes. And I think the Lord is, again, working with our hearts. But I love, I think it was Augustine who said this, and it can be really taken out of context, but he said, love God and then do what you want. Love God and do what you want to do. Now, there's a tremendous amount of freedom in that, which I do think we have and we enjoy as Christians. There's a lot of things we can do. And I think what Augustine was saying is set your affection so much on the Lord, his honor, his glory. You want your life to be lived in such a way that others see him. That's what it means to love God. Okay, then operating out of that kind of context, that kind of heart, what's in your heart to do? Mm. Well, go do it. And you're going to do it for God because you love him. So you have two good choices. You know, do I take this job or that job? Oh, Lord, which one? You know, and the Lord hasn't given clear direction, perhaps. Maybe you tried to lay out a fleece. There's no answer, you know. You're probably not going to make a bad choice there. You entrust that to the Lord, and you say, well, what job would you like to do? Which one? I think God does. He gives us desires of our hearts. God's not a, this mean taskmaster trying to make us miserable. And so, I've got this job I'd love here, but I probably should take the other one because God always wants to make me miserable and dependent upon him. Mm-hmm. God doesn't operate like that. There's a job that, I love both these, but I think I'd really love this one. Take that one. Commit it to the Lord and trust him. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're on the wrong path, he will straighten your path as your heart is yielded to him. And as you're in counsel with others.
Now, I wonder sometimes, too, if what it reveals in the way we approach that question is our misunderstanding of what you just said and who God is, because maybe we're assuming, well, if I end up making the wrong choice, there's going to be disaster there because I made the wrong choice.
Yeah, God's waiting to whack me.
Right. Or maybe God's up there saying, oh, warmer, cold. No, cold. No, you're wrong. And you're just kind of wandering around down here. And yeah, it's more of a, or maybe it's a superstitious view of saying, well, I want to make sure I get this right so I'll be protected from disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a lot of superstition in our approach to God. And he's not a grumpy old man. Just waiting for us to step out of line so he can, you know, beat us down in some fashion. There's a lot of grace with the Lord, and he's created us with a variety of interests and desires. Every one of us is unique in our passions and motivations, and there's reasons we're made that way. And it's, that's a hint into the, what God has made us for. And so we do need to pay attention to that. That is a gift of God and part of the counsel we take into consideration. So if I choose wrong, is my life over? No. We entrust that to the Lord. And, I think what we want to be careful of is, if there's something that God's word says, don't do this, and we just have in our spirit a sense of this is not the right course, but I'm going to do it anyway, and I'm going to trust God to straighten it out and bless it. That's dangerous, and he may straighten it out, but that may be a hard lesson that we learn. And if we've blown past the counsel of our friends, godly counselors, we may God may grant us the thing that we want to do, but it's going to come with, there's a psalm that says he gave them what they wanted, but sent leanness of soul, so that they got it, but it was empty, for them. And again, that's part of how God will direct us and seek to redirect us back to himself. But at the end of the day, how do we really, really love God, seek him, and then out of the basis of that, make our decisions? So, yeah, will we mess up? We will. We're human, and every human being errs, and we recognize that. But, you know, hopefully with a sense of waiting on the Lord, loving God, getting godly counsel, committing this, bathing this in prayer, that we are hearing the voice of God and not just our own whims. Sometimes, you know, especially if we're not used to hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, you know, this is the way, walk in it. We live in that place of uncertainty. Is this God? Is this me? And that's where, you know, I think I come back down to Augustine. Well, love God and then do what's in your heart to do. And wait on the Lord in the midst of that. Mm-hmm. See what he does with that. So,
yeah. Will you pray for us?
That's not certainly any final word on this, but I hope it's some helpful counsel.
Well, we do need prayer.
We do, and I'll pray. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit whom you've given to lead us, to guide us. Lord, I would pray for this congregation that you would enable us to be people who have ears to hear and people whose hearts truly are set on your glory, set on knowing you, honoring you in all that we do and wherever we go. And Father, as we sort through this whole guidance issue, deciding, seeking to discern, is this the path or is that the path forward? Lord, I just pray that you would bring the gift of wisdom to bear in this body with friends and a humility, Lord, to ask and to depend upon one another and to seek counsel. Yeah. Lord, thank you that, again, we are not on our own. Thank you for your word, and thank you for your Holy Spirit in the body of Christ. We bless you for these gifts in Jesus' name. Amen.